The holiday season is approaching fast, and here is what the OC is doing to celebrate the community. Want to write letters to Santa at the North Pole? The city of Laguna Niguel has a mailbox in front of the Crown Valley Park office that collects letters for Santa, allowing one return letter to children who include a self-addressed stamped envelope. In Dana Point, an annual boat parade of lights is a family tradition, and this year, 41 years will be celebrated on December 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th. Arrive before 7:30 in the evening before it gets packed. And for those who are wanting to ride a boat with Santa, you won't have to wait. The city of Dana Point offers boat rides with Santa tomorrow and Sunday. Also tomorrow, the San Clemente Community Center and Casa Romantica collaborate together for a day of play. Santa's Village by the Sea includes fun and games starting 2 in the afternoon and a tree lighting ceremony at 5:15 in the evening. Those that participate are encouraged to stroll down the street to Casa Romantica for an open invitation of cookies, hot chocolate, and more holiday cheer. And if you're into history, check out San Juan Capistrano for a cherished tree lighting ceremony tomorrow night at the Town Center Park. The tree lighting celebration begins with entertainment at 4 in the evening, and at 5:45, lights on the tree go on. The fun's not over. Just walk down the street to the Mission and Historic District for more tis the season, including a free photo with Santa Claus, a train ride, and living nativity performances at Zumar's. Last, don't forget to visit Mission Viejo, where the holidays are packed bright. Start out by breaking bread with Santa tomorrow morning for a hearty breakfast from 8 to 11 in the morning, and don't miss Christmas on the Prairie, a historical one-woman show that brings pioneering Laura Ingalls Wilder to life. This will take place from 2 to 3 in the afternoon at the City Hall December 12th, and if you're driving through Mission Viejo's Four Corners Holiday Display on La Paz and Christina Drive, look for the drive-through nativity that has real people and live animals. More information can be found on your city community site. Elizabeth Ortiz, KSBR News.